This show furnished by Rowan, Gervy, and Wynn. It's time for Gervy's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gervy. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan, Gervy, and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. Joined today by his co-host, radio personality, and television host, Carrie Kasem. Carrie brings a fresh, real perspective to the intersection of law and life, turning Murphy's Law upside down. And now, here are Alan Gervy and Carrie Kasem.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and everyone listening all over the world on KABC.com. I am Alan Gervy, and I'm the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan, Gervy, and Wynn. And today, as usual, I am here, right here in beautiful Culver City, California, to be the managing partner of your life. Because we need a managing partner in our life. You need a managing partner in your life. And typically, I would be introducing my co-host, Carrie Kasem, right now, but she is out on assignment, and so she cannot manage your life. We have someone sitting in the co-pilot's chair who can manage your life probably better than anyone that I know, because she spends her life as a lawyer managing other people's lives, especially when they are in trouble with a relationship, when they are divorcing, or as she would probably like to call it, dissolving the marriage. I want to welcome to Gervy's Law, sitting with me for an hour. This is going to be fun. She is the Disso Queen. Dissolution. TMZ. Oh, she's laughing. She's looking at me saying, what kind of idiot are you? Yeah, TMZ called her Disso Queen and super fine. She has represented some and continues to represent some of the biggest celebrities. She is known as probably the greatest divorce attorney of our time, except maybe her father was the divorce attorney. He was known as, the L.A. Law character, Arnie Becker from L.A. Law. That was based on her dad. And Laura Wasser has represented Angelina Jolie, Marina Shriver, Kim Kardashian, Stevie Wonder, Britney Spears, Ryan Reynolds, Ashton Kutcher, Hilary Duff, Christina Aguilera, Megan Fox, Jennifer Garner, Laura Dern, Heidi Klum, Dennis Quaid, Kenny G. I could go on, and she's looking at me because she wants to correct me. I bet I said someone who she doesn't represent. Laura, do you represent all of those people in divorces or family law cases?
No.
No. She's a fraud. Laura Wasser is a fraud. Who didn't you represent?
I am not representing Jennifer Garner.
Against Ben? What happened?
I believe that they are mediating their case.
Ah, yes. And we're going to talk a little bit about mediation because it's really important. What Laura has become an expert on is relationships, because she has to be. I think she's in one of the most difficult areas of the law, divorces, family law. And when you think back, and all the rest of the people, she is not disputing. So there's been a lot of divorces. She has been known as one of the 100 power lawyers by Hollywood Reporter. California Daily Journal called her one of the top 100 lawyers. Century City Chamber of Commerce gave her the Women of Achievement Award. Top 50 women lawyers by Super Lawyers, which I'm a super lawyer as well, but not as super as the super fine Laura Wasser. I just do law. How did you ever get into this? This is crazy. You're representing everyone. When you walk out of the studio, there are going to be celebrities just wanting to divorce because of you.
I don't think so. I got into it because that's what my dad did. I was born into it. Family law takes on a whole new meaning in our family and our firm. And frankly, it actually goes back further than that because I was conceived the night that my dad found out that he passed the bar. So he and my mother had a little celebratory sex, and they decided when they counted back and figured it out that they would make my initials Law. So it's Laura Allison Wasser, which I fought mightily against until probably I turned 40, and so I've embraced it.
Law. Isn't that a lot of pressure? So when you were conceived, you were already a lawyer, and you hadn't even been born yet.
Correct. Correct.
That's pressure. How do you deal? Look at how calm and cool you are.
Well, because I've had a lot of practice of all these years. But I was, you know what? I really did not want to be an attorney. I thought that would be so boring, and certainly not a family law attorney like my dad. I had so many great aspirations. And I traveled a lot when I was a teenager. I did a year abroad, and I did college at NYU, and then graduated from Cal and really traveled, lived in Australia for a year, lived in Spain for a year. And after having all of those experiences, I realized that they made me who I am, but that Southern California is really one of the greatest places in the world to live. And my family's here. I'm still really close with both of my parents and my younger brother. And what a great place to settle down and raise kids. So
don't you think that all that traveling provided you with a background in the human condition and human relations so that you could actually do this job a lot better?
Absolutely. I mean, that is why I do it, because it gives me an opportunity to really be a dilettante throughout my entire life. I get to meet people and learn about their professions and what makes them tick, and you get to know people really, really well for like 6 to 12 to 18 months, and then they're gone.
And you get go on to the next person.
And you go on to the next. And that actually works for me. I mean, but it is really interesting, the study of human nature and how people deal with their family dynamic and with breakups and with loss and sadness and starting over. And it's really cool now that I've been doing it for a long time to be able to help them with that.
Now, you studied at Berkeley rhetoric.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes.
Rhetoric. Because isn't that what family law is all about? Rhetoric.
It's about posing arguments and figuring out problems. I'm a problem solver. I love looking at a case and saying, okay, this is going to go here, and this is going to go here, and this is what we'll do with custody. And the Berkeley Rhetoric Department is an amazing place, and it's only grown since I was there back in the 90s. And that was a great experience for me. It also, I mean, we took rhetoric of avant-garde poetry and rhetoric of romantic comedy films and rhetoric of painting. It was awesome.
That is amazing. I mean, you talk about an experience. I studied philosophy at Brown, and I'll tell you, I wouldn't trade it for anything, because that's what I really learned about life.
Yes.
And you can apply it to the law until life really happens. And with you, your parents got divorced.
Yes.
Wasn't that the first experience you had, and whoa, this isn't all fun and games?
To a certain extent. My parents had one of the most amicable divorces. They separated, and then they didn't actually divorce for several years thereafter. They're still super close. So it wasn't the crisis situation that a lot of people experience, but it did give me a great first experience with that situation. And then when I started practicing law, and I actually ended my own very, very short marriage, and having to do things the way not only my father practiced, but the way he actually lived when he and my mom split.
Do you think that if your parents would have had a very bitter divorce and there would have been a lot of infighting, that that would have turned you off?
It might have. I mean, I don't know. I only know what my experience was, but I know that, I mean, obviously I've had a lot of those kind of cases.
Yeah.
But I think having them as kind of a template helped me not only professionally but personally as to how to have relationships with people that you've been intimate with, had children with, shared experiences with.
You know, and you talk about that. Now, I'm not using my words. I'm using your words. You were married to a guy from Spain.
Yes.
And that ended, and your dad kind of looked at you and said, take care of it.
Yes. Well, it was relatively easy to take care of because we had nothing. We had been married for just a little over a year. We're still friendly, and I'm friendly with his family. We were so young, and we had debt. That was all we had, debt and a Jeep and a dog. And so we were able to figure out how to, you know, divide that stuff
up. Dividing debt is really easy.
I took most of the debt.
There you go. And you gave him the dog.
No, I kept the dog, but he got the Jeep. So it worked out.
So he was happy. And you know, I think that provides you with the groundwork on how to negotiate settlements. Who cares if it's a dog or a Jeep or it's a $50 million estate and kids?
Yes.
You need to be able to relate and understand and give a little bit on both sides.
Absolutely.
Now, when you divorced, you had started your career and you started getting into divorce law, but you had worked for a minute, as you say, at the Western Law Center for Disability Rights. Now, I deal with people with catastrophic disabilities as a result of work injuries, and I know how hard that can be. You were trying to help people at that point with, what, stuff in toilets, like disability things in toilets?
Yeah, putting the guardrails and things and ramps to get into buildings. And I was a baby lawyer, so they would have me talk to people and get their stories, which was also really good training. People in pain, frustrated, sad, really, really angry about the situation, and trying to talk them through it and get to the facts so that you can shape an argument for them.
So when that occurs, you bolt. You say, enough of that.
I needed
feel bad
money.
For these people.
I needed some money. There was a, you know, kind of a nonprofit type of a thing, and I was waiting for my bar results. So I went to my dad and said, can I clerk for your firm until I get the bar results and we'll see how it goes? And I started and I fell in love with it.
When you were working for your dad, he had all these very high profile celebrity divorces. People like Tom Cruise, and were they coming into the office? Were you like a brand new attorney and you're like, hey, Tom, what's going on? Yeah, I hear you're getting a divorce.
Well, Tom and I are a little bit closer in age, so he wasn't there then. But there would be other people that were kind of older celebrities. And yeah, I guess I would be. I mean, I grew up here, so we're a little numb to it. I went to Beverly Hills High School. There were famous people's kids that went to school with us. So you try to be really cool and pretend like it's no biggie or whatever. There've been a few people I've met over the years that I've been like, oh my God, I just met so and so, but
not you.
A couple. Yeah.
Who are those people?
They're usually musicians. They're usually like, you know, musicians.
So when we talk about musicians, you have two children.
Mm-hmm.
Two boys,
mm-hmm.
and they're with different dads,
mm-hmm.
and you're not married.
Correct.
So how do you talk to people who have been married for many years when you're probably not the best example of this, you know, wonderful, you're a wonderful person, but in terms of a relationship
right.
with kids and everything, how do you present yourself to them?
Well, if it's dealing with custody issues with kids, I know how to do that because whether you're married or not, your custodial rights are the same and child support and all those things remain the same. So it's really just issues which regard division of assets, spousal support, and after nearly 25 years, I think they're willing to listen to my opinion having just done it for a long time. Also, as you know, Alan, a breakup's a breakup. It's sad no matter whether you're married, living together, engaged. If the relationship ends, it's very difficult and it's hard to separate your feelings from the business transaction at hand.
And that's really the important thing. We need to talk a lot more about that. We also want to talk about your website. It's overeasy.com. Just started. It sounds like a great idea. We've got a lot to talk about with Laura Wasser. This is our month to talk about power attorneys. Last week we had Lisa Bloom. Next week we have Patty Glaser. This week, on the hot seat, Laura Wasser. Stay tuned. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
We don't have to holler and we don't have to fight. We can settle all this.
They're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands, until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
Yes. As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5959 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5959.
Have you or someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW Lawyers won't give up when the insurance company fails you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposure, cancers, and death. RGW Lawyers are compassionate and aggressive with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner if you're suffering from a work-related injury. Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now. 855-4-RGW-LAW. 855-4-RGW-LAW or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
Here's a 911 call for the ages.
Hello?
I had a boa constrictor stuck to my face.
Ma'am, you have a what?
Boa constrictor. I'm outside with it.
You're outside with a boa constrictor stuck to your face?
Yes.
Okay.
I just rescued it yesterday, please.
I rescued it yesterday.
You're so pooky sneaky.
Are you hungry? What would you like for breakfast?
Your nose. Here's a 5.5-foot boa constrictor. Poor thing. Why don't you come in the house with us?
Oh, my gosh.
McIntyre in the morning.
Now with Leanne tweeting news. 5 to 10 on KABC.
Welcome back to Gervey's Law, turning Murphy's Law upside down on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Yes. We are back. Is that Britney Spears?
I believe so.
Didn't you drop her as a client?
No.
No. Why did she marry that guy, Federline?
It was like he's actually lovely.
I'm sure he is. They were on a plane. I mean, I had so many of those conversations with women, you know, and I think Khloe Kardashian did the same thing with Lamar Odom. You talk to someone overnight for like 12 or 15 hours and they really get you. So you get married. Not. Why do people do that?
Because people are romantic and they want the dream and they want the love and they want to live out the fantasy. Feels good.
That's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why this is a great place to practice family law.
Yeah, because people get duped all the time.
I wouldn't put it like that. But people love the fantasy. They love planning the wedding. They love working up to it. And then quite often, the bloom gets off the rose and you want to move on.
And Laura Wasser is realistic. That's what's so impressive about the Disso Queen. She is one of the top divorce attorneys, and she's represented everyone but not Jennifer Garner. If you were listening in the first segment, you know that everyone else but Jennifer Garner. And it's Britney Spears. We just heard from Britney Spears. And Stevie Wonder, you've done a lot of work with Stevie Wonder. I think you probably have a pretty good relationship with him because he won't do anything without you.
He is a very dear friend.
It's really nice to see when our clients become friends.
Yes.
That doesn't always happen.
It doesn't happen very often. It happens more, I think. It has happened for my dad more in the past. But for me, as I said, you get really close and then you kind of remind them of one of the most miserable times in their life. So they don't particularly want to hang out with you that much anymore.
But I don't believe that because, you know, when we hear about your dad, and of course, it's Dennis Wasser, the Wasser Cooperman and Mandels is the firm. Dennis Wasser started it back in the 70s, 76. And people talk about him as a real trial attorney. If you want to go to trial, you go to Dennis, or in the past, I'm sure he's not, you know, putting in the time that he used to. And if you want to negotiate and if you want a good deal, go to Laura.
That is definitely the word on the street. But to be honest, Dennis is a settler as well. He really does try to settle. And both of us kind of feel like we will give it our absolute, actually all 16 of us at the firm.
Right. It's
really,
a big firm.
Really, yes, are settlement oriented. And only when we absolutely cannot get the other side to see things our way do we really enjoy going to court.
And we all do. As a trial attorney myself, I love going to court. I love arguing before the judges, but again, it's really nice to be able to walk away with a great settlement where everyone's unhappy.
Yes. And I say to clients all the time, you're not going to have that great, you know, LA law or Perry Mason moment that you're thinking. In family law, there's one pie. It's just getting divided up. And so you will likely not feel good about whatever the outcome is if right. we go to court. Let's try to settle it on terms that you're not thrilled with, but that you can live with.
And especially in California under community property. I know
Correct.
You've compared California to New York, and you have a whole different scenario.
Correct. However, I have to say that even in the equitable distribution states these days, things are being divided much more equally than they were because we don't have fault, you know, which is,
right.
oh, she cheated on me and therefore I should get more money or whatever. So it is really skewing much more towards an equal division in all around the country.
How do you get that through to your clients? Because I'm sure they come into your office and they say, he cheated, he did that. And you're like, okay.
Yeah. And we have to tell the judge, let's get a declaration from the gardener that saw him getting a blowjob.
Right.
Judges don't want to hear it, and I don't want to. Can I say that on the radio? Okay. And I don't want to expose.
Gardener? Gardeners have rights, too. You can say gardener anytime you want.
But I don't want to waste court time. I don't want the judge to automatically hate my client or me, his or her representative, because we're bringing things in that are irrelevant.
And that's such an important one. And I saw a quote from you, and I love this quote. When you talked about one of your clients, I don't know if it's true or not, with a vegan child, and the spouse gave him a hamburger, and they want you to go to the judge and say, take away custody. They have no custody anymore because they gave my vegan child a hamburger.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Let it go. Oh, yeah, it's true. I mean, you'd be amazed at some of the things. And it's easier for me on the outside to say let it go, but I will say, since I have children, I know how frustrating it can be. You have to hope that your co-parent sees things the way you do. But they're, you know, my boys, they don't always brush their teeth when they're at their dad's houses. They don't always go to bed right on time. You know, they may have, you know, a hot dog and a Kit Kat for dinner. It's still more important that they have a relationship with their dads. You know, nothing, the world won't end if you don't brush your teeth one night.
Nancy, are you listening to that? Nancy's my wife. And I'll
Sorry,
tell
Nancy.
You, I love giving my kids, and I have two really young kids because I've been through a divorce, and this is the second time around, and my kids are 4 and 3 years old, and I give them ice cream, and I give them chocolate. She goes crazy.
Yeah.
And listen to what Laura says.
Once in a while.
Well, I'm trying, and I'm trying to listen to her, too, because you got to pick your battles.
Yes, you got to pick your battles, and you also have to really be able to be a united front so that your kids know that you both feel a certain way about things.
Right, and my problem is I have two really honest kids, and when I tell them not to tell mommy, the first thing they do is say, Daddy gave us an ice cream.
That is a problem. You're going to have to teach them.
You know, sometimes it doesn't always have to be that way. Wait a second. That's a book title if I've ever heard one. It doesn't have to be that way. How to divorce without destroying your family or bankrupting yourself. This is a book that Laura Wasser wrote back in 2013. I think it's a bestseller. And there's so many positive comments. I found one from a guy, and I like to focus on the guys because this is kind of interesting. He says, being that this was written by a lawyer for celebrities, I expect it to have little relevance for regular folks like me. But that wasn't the case. It is surprisingly comprehensive and easy to follow. I wish my ex would read it, too.
Wow, I never heard that one. That makes me feel good, because that's why I wrote it. I wrote it so that there could be a little bit more of an ability for everybody to have this very expensive advice that we at our firm give out to high net worth people, whether they're famous or not. They have a lot of money because they can pay our fees. And it seemed to me that getting these, they're words of wisdom, and they're not it's not rocket science. It's just some little tips to kind of keep in mind to let people kind of go through the process without quite as much angst and animosity.
But don't you think that because you have this credibility, people listen? I could say the same words about a relationship or about divorce or, you know, chill, don't take it to the judge. And people are going to look and say, what do you know? I mean, you go and represent your, you know, catastrophically injured people. You know, you go represent the terrorist victims from San Bernardino. You represent Malibu school district teachers who have been exposed to PCBs. You do all that. But I'm not going to listen to you when you say it's simple to go through a divorce. But Laura Wasser, I will listen.
Well, if that credibility carries through, then it's all worth it. I mean, I hope that they listen because there's not much I know, but I know this.
And isn't it true that when you reflect on your own experiences in relationships, people listen?
Yeah, they do.
I mean, you're not a psychologist.
No, I'm not a psychologist, but I am, as you said, a realist. And I can say to people, look, we can go to court and we can tell the judge that custody needs to be removed from your spouse because she fed the kid a burger. But it's not going to bode well for you. It's going to be a waste of your time and your money. And I say this to people all the time, too. The more you argue, the more money I make. You want to keep paying me more money? I'm here to take it. But wouldn't it be nice if we could make it so that you don't argue and we figure out a way to resolve this? I really appreciate that.
That reminds me of my second favorite quote from you. When people are fighting about a private school, maybe it's Oakwood or maybe it's Viewpoint, whatever the school is, you tell them the amount of time you're spending paying me and other attorneys to fight over this, just pay for the damn private school.
It's tuition, exactly. And people get very kind of sucked into their arguments. It becomes, you know, Tuesday nights become the most important thing in the world. I have to have Tuesday nights. And if you can say, take a minute, think about it. What if we try every other Tuesday night? You feel like you've gotten something, but she feels like she's gotten something. Let's try it and see. And then you get into it and they say, thank God I don't have every Tuesday night, because now on Tuesday nights I can play poker every other week, whatever it is. It just becomes a thing because it's emotional and it's with someone that you know so well and have been through so much with, and you don't want to lose. You want to win.
But how do you convince people to back off? Because it seems to me anger fuels litigation.
Right.
And especially when you're talking about something so personal about kids or about, you know, a job or money, people want to go after the other person. And you know from your experience, it's not worth it. Right. How do you convince people
that? You talk about their kids. I mean, if they have kids, and especially if it's a kid-related issue. There's a big buzzword in family law, best interest, the best interest of the right. children. Bar none, it's in your kid's best interest if you're getting along. Even if they're not going to the school you like, or they're not getting Tuesdays.
So hold on, Laura. Say that again.
Bar none, it is in your children's best interest if the two of you are getting along. And even if you think you're doing a good job of disguising it or putting on a good face, kids know they're better than dogs at reading emotions and fear and anger. You have to really, really feel it. Figure out what it was about this person that made you want to have sex with them and procreate in the first place.
Right.
Marry them if you were married to them, and then try to get back to that place and see the good, because you got these kids together. And if you hate their other parent more than anyone in the world, not only do they feel it, but they feel it in themselves because they're half that other person too. So you must hate them a little bit if you hate that person. That's what kids think.
Do people listen when you tell them that?
They really do.
I mean, even celebrities who are on top of the world, who are making millions and millions, and they're listening to Laura telling them about life?
I think even more in some instances, the people that surround themselves with lots of people that say yes, 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 those people, when they hear someone say, no, you're not going to get 100% custody of your kids. It's good for your kids to have some time with their dad, even if their dad has issues. They still should have time with their dad, unless he's hurting them, really physically, you know.
Right.
Then they should have time with both of their parents. You need to facilitate that relationship. And they say, no one says no to me. And I said, well, I'm saying no to you because my hourly rate's the same no matter if it's you or someone else. Go find someone else to blow sunshine. I'm not going to do it. This is what's going to happen here.
And don't you think there are a lot of lawyers who do divorces who don't have the guts They're wimps. They can't do and say what you're talking about now. They're afraid to lose a client. They're afraid to tell them what's what because they want to maintain that business. That's a lawyer you don't want.
Yes, and to a certain extent also, I hate to say it, but I'm sure there are some lawyers that say, well, if this is what my client wants, I'm going to go to court and try to get it for them, even though I know it's unlikely. I'm getting paid. Win or lose, I still get paid. Oh,
you know, that sickens me about lawyers. No principles. They don't do. And those aren't good lawyers. I mean, the good lawyers, the great lawyers, really know how to deal with their clients.
Yes.
And that's really what you've become an expert in. Whereas there's other people who, you know, hey, I'm getting paid. You know, one of the things that's really, and I have to say this because you mentioned sex, and I want to talk about sex for a second.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So this is something that really would bother me. You have, there's so much emotion going on. You're fighting for your client because, you know, you are known as a pit bull, even though you come across as this very rational, very calm, very intelligent person who's just trying to get a deal done properly and effectively. But you fight for your clients. You have to. You're not going to be, you know, $850 an hour unless you're fighting for your clients. What about some clients who maybe fall off the wagon and go and have sex with their ex while you're in the process? Doesn't that happen?
Yes, it definitely happens. And it's always interesting to see how they come back and tell me that that's happened. And again, I don't mind, but, you know, we have to figure that out. Sometimes it gets to be an issue in terms of a date of separation. Because
right.
if you've continued to have sexual relations with your spouse, you may not necessarily be separated and the time, the clock hasn't stopped ticking. But for that, I mean, look, this is a field of law that deals with emotions, and it deals with emotions with somebody at some point you've been relatively close with. So yeah, people end up having sex and.
But don't you get pissed off?
Why?
Because.
I don't want to have sex with them.
I'm not saying that, but you're working your butt off for them and you're trying to negotiate and they come and they say, you know, I had a couple drinks and one thing led to another and a week earlier they're telling you go after them.
Sometimes,
no holds barred.
Sometimes it helps. Sometimes it helps. These are interpersonal relationships.
See?
So again, if you're going to go have sex and hey, sometimes they come in and they go, you know what? I think we're going to be able to make a deal. We see things a lot more on the same level now. Whatever it takes. And that is one thing I say. I tell people all the time, you don't understand this field of law. Please listen to me. Let me give you my expertise. But on the other hand, I do realize nobody knows their spouse the way they do.
Right.
I don't know their spouse. I don't know what's going to tick him off. I don't know what's going to make her cry. I can guess, but a lot of times I don't even meet the other person on the other side. So if you've figured out a way to make things good, because now sometimes it makes it worse. That's not good.
Yeah. But I think you're turning a negative into a positive by looking at it like, hey, this can help out. Anything that you can do to reach your objectives is really a step that you need to take.
Yes.
And you take lemons and you make lemonade out of it.
There's a lot of attorneys that don't like the clients to speak. They want it all to come through the attorneys. I generally encourage parties to speak. You're grown-ups. You understand what's happening. I will explain it to you and tell you the law. But if you can communicate with your ex and figure out a way to work through things, far be it for me to get in the way and be your mouthpiece. Go, talk.
What about in the media, though?
I don't want them to talk. I don't want anyone to talk.
And you've become somewhat of a professional media person with paparazzi and everything. People talk about you saying that you know more about how to deal with them than, you know, celebrities who are in the public eye 24 hours a day.
Well, all I know is just to keep my mouth shut. I mean, I don't believe that speaking about clients, particularly clients like mine that are generally going through a difficult time, to promote myself or my firm or my career.
Are you talking about some of the lawyers we have on this show?
No, not at all. I just don't believe it's appropriate. And those lawyers aren't family law attorneys. I just, for myself, it's not my thing.
How do you put the reins on your clients who, a lot of them, crave the publicity?
I don't think that they crave the publicity when it comes to their divorces or their breakups or their paternity lawsuits. Most of them have publicists that I am at some point in touch with, and most of their publicists will defer to me when I say, how about if we just don't say anything about this? Can we do that? Can we try to keep this quiet? It will move quickly. We will get through it, and we don't have to subject these people, or more importantly, their kids, to this media scrutiny that is so omnipresent these days.
But you use strategies. We have to take a break in a quick second, but you use strategies when you're filing petitions, for instance, like finding as many celebrities to file in the exact moment, or filing it Friday as late as you can, hoping that the media TMZ doesn't pick it up. Is that something that you say because it really is true, or is it just kind of in this day and age, fun to talk about?
No, it's become a bit of a game. If there's a way that I can sneak something through and not have to subject people to the media after an initial filing, I'll usually have them make a joint statement so that the filing isn't such a big deal. I try to make sure that they're out of town when it gets filed. You know, if I can do it in a branch court as opposed to
Santa Barbara,
they have to be living in the county. But again, you know, just
well,
because
for some of them, they can just buy a house in Santa Barbara just to do the divorce.
They could do that, but they'd actually have to be residing in the house. So, yeah, I mean, we try to do it, again, because I feel like, yes, people are going to figure out that they're splitting up, but to figure out that they're splitting up by having it splashed all over TMZ and then not being able to get in their car the next morning to go to the market or to take their kids to school, that can be unpleasant.
We just have to do a quick teaser before we take a break. Yes or no, were human beings meant for a mate in life?
No.
That's Laura Wasser. I'm Alan Gervey. We're getting all your clients' music on. We're going to be right back to listen to Gervey's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Attention small business owners, you know how hard it is to get funding to grow your business. Next Wave Funding is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit is not that great. If you've been in business for over 1 year, have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave will purchase your future earnings and give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. This is by far the easiest and best funding for existing businesses. Call 800-430-4566. That's 800-430-4566.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection, and Match is not only number one in first, but second dates, too. Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/mix for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/mix. That's match.com/mix. Match.com/mix.
Have you or someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW Lawyers won't give up when the insurance company fails you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposure, cancers, and death. RGW Lawyers are compassionate and aggressive with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner if you're suffering from a work-related injury. Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now. 855-4-RGW-LAW. 855-4-RGW-LAW or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Mary, you're glowing gold.
I know. I joined the Fuel Rewards program and got rewarded with instant gold status at Shell.
And now your body radiates gold?
Yes, and I save 5 cents a gallon on every fill every day.
5 cents a gallon? Wow.
And gold is all the rage this season.
Oh, yeah.
Get rewarded with instant gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. It's free to join, so join now at fuelrewards.com/gold. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details. Doesn't actually turn bodies gold.
Previously on The Drive Home.
You can't have both. You can't have open borders and a welfare state. And what Trump's political opponents don't understand, this is why he was elected. People wanted him to come into office and make sure that we're not importing any more clitorectomies, and we're not importing any more Sarnayevs, and we're not importing any more San Bernardino bombers. We don't want any more of them. We want people who want to come here, speak English, pay for themselves, and be Americans.
The Drive Home. With Julian Barber and John Phillips.
Weekdays 3 to 6.
On Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Welcome back to Gervie's Law. Turning Murphy's Law upside down. On Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Good old Stevie Wonder. One of Laura Wasser's clients. No, I'm not going to sing. Yes, we're talking to Laura Wasser. She is the disso queen, as in dissolution of marriage. She's represented everyone, and if you're just joining us, some of the people she's represented include Angela Jolie, Maria Shriver, Kim Kardashian, Stevie Wonder, who you just heard from, Britney Spears, we heard from in the last break, Ryan Reynolds, he's a heartthrob, Ashton Kutcher, Hilary Duff. I'm a big hockey guy, so Mike Comrie, you know, I might have been on his side on that one, but I'm not going to ask you about. Didn't they get back together after they split up, Hillary and Comrie?
Maybe briefly, but briefly. They're apart now.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to ask you about it. Christina Aguilera, Heidi Klum, a lot of them. Just so many divorces in celebrities. Is it a higher percentage than in the for the average person?
You know, I don't know. I've never done the math. I know that it's a little bit easier for celebrities. I think it's easier, as we talked about before, the fantasy, you know, finding a new fantasy. A lot of people, particularly actors that fall into roles, you know, musicians who are super, super emotional and creative.
Right.
Those kind of things. Athletes who are extremely physical.
I think, yeah, physical, but I think also high-powered. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of ego involved, and it's really hard. You know, you talk about earner spouse versus supporter spouse, but a lot of people see it as a dominant personality versus a less dominant when we're talking about celebrities, unless they're both, you know, big-time celebrities.
Yes.
So that makes a big difference.
Yes.
Who would you rather represent, the power or the wimp?
I do better with the power. I mean, I always love an underdog, but we generally try to go with the power because if we can convince that person, who generally is the earner, breadwinner, dominant, to be reasonable and to tell his or her spouse, we're going to be okay. I'm going to take care of you no matter what. You're the parent of my child, et cetera, et cetera. The other person usually comes along and says, okay, as long as that's the case, then let's see if we can get this worked out.
That's actually a trick of the trade. You get the person who's powerful, you get them under control, and then things are going to go well.
Absolutely.
Unless, of course, there's some extenuating circumstances. And one of the things that we hear about more and more is domestic violence, which is, you know, an awful part of a marriage or a relationship. Is that something you're seeing more of?
Yes. Unfortunately, I'm not seeing more domestic violence. I'm seeing more claims of domestic violence.
Okay, interesting.
And we didn't for the first 20-odd years that I practiced. There were very few domestic violence restraining orders, temporary restraining orders. That was something that in our practice we didn't see very often. I now am seeing, unfortunately, parties going in on an emergency basis to get domestic violence restraining orders, particularly in high-profile cases, because it's terrible media for the person who's being accused.
Sure.
And it also sets the stage of the case. And almost always judicial officers kind of err on the side of caution and grant a temporary restraining order. But what is disheartening to me about it, and again, no names mentioned, I can only speak to some of the ones that I've seen over the past few years. These cases are, whether they're real or not, they're taking the time in court away from real victims of domestic violence. And that, to me, is as, if not more, disgusting than actually somebody being abusive. It really bothers me if somebody's making a claim of domestic violence when there is no domestic violence happening and there's other people waiting in the courtroom
who have
really been abused.
Yeah, I can see that. And I think a lot of times, you know, really bad emotions cause people to behave badly.
Yes.
With accusations or otherwise. What if, in your case, if you were representing someone and there was proof that there was domestic violence, as if Carrie Kasem was here, she would ask you, would you dump that client?
If there was, if he or she was the
Correct.
Abuser, I don't think I would dump the client. I would try to work it out. I'm a problem solver. I would get him or her into some kind of a program, anger management, whatever, make whatever reparations needed to be made, try to fix it rather than dumping him or her, and then they're just out there again waiting for somebody else that will either vehemently defend him or her or not treat the problem.
Exactly. And sometimes it becomes worse if someone isn't showing some support, not support of the domestic violence, but support for the person to get help.
Yes.
And that will perhaps allow the relationship to
repair.
Go better.
Yeah.
You know, so I agree. And I think it's a tough question. We all face it as lawyers. We face clients who we may not like. Who is it that you don't like, one of your clients?
I'm not going to tell you. I am really lucky. I pretty much like all my clients. I don't have to take anybody that I don't like, and I have a really good radar for who I might start to dislike about halfway through the case.
I heard pretty much. That means there are some that may not be the best. But, you know, we're not going to ask you that question, of course. We have a few more minutes, and I want to get to itsovereasy.com. Before we do, what advice would you have for divorcing couples? Should they just come to you? What if they can't afford you? Because, you know, you're in the high rent district.
Yes, I am. My advice would be to be nice. My advice would be to learn about the law. The reason I wrote It Doesn't Have to Be That Way back in 2013 and the reason that I created It's Over Easy is so that people could get information about divorce in their state, about custody, about support, about the laws, and then apply it to their situation. And without high billing rate attorneys, be the masters of their own destiny and figure out a way to get through the divorce process, which is difficult enough, even if you have an attorney navigating with you. But if you're doing it on your own, we created a platform where you can go on in the comfort of your own living room, in your underwear, with a box of Lucky Charms under your arm, log in your information and the artificial intelligence of it leads you through it. If you hit roadblocks, well, I don't understand, why would I do, what's 50-50 custody? How does that work? We have custody calendars, whether it's, you know, 2 days, 2 days, 3 days flip, or 2-2-5, or week on, week off. We show you how those work. We have calculators that figure out the appropriate amount of support in whatever state
you're in.
Wait a second,
Laura. Yeah. Laura, aren't you concerned you're going to put Wasser, Cooperman, and Mandel's out of business?
Not even a little bit. There's plenty of people that are getting divorced, unfortunately. And there will always be much more kind of high conflict, more difficult cases that can't go through the process online. But for the simpler ones, we want people to be able to have access to the same kind of information and assistance that we give. And so this is something that it's been an absolute dream of mine, and now it's kind of coming to fruition. Again, even if you're not ready to take the plunge, go on. We have blogs and vlogs, video blogs. Vlogs talking about people's experiences, giving advice about how it works. There's excerpts from the book. We've got people that are writing with their mental health professionals and what they recommend for
kids.
Which
is very important.
Financial professionals that will help with how to budget and how to work and what to do with qualified domestic relations orders to divide your retirement accounts. We're hoping that eventually it will be like a full divorce resource. But right now, starting out, it will give people an opportunity to represent themselves with the help of this, you know, artificial intelligence and mediators who you can actually call up, and they'll give you the actual legal rules.
Right.
They can't give advice, but they'll tell you if you hit a roadblock, and then you and your spouse can go back and try to work through it.
Are you concerned about getting sued because it looks like it's advice?
No, because we've got lots of, you know, releases and stuff. We say, like any mediation service, right, we are not giving legal advice. We are helping you. And, you know, my hope is that if we're trying to bring something that helps people out, that they're not going to rebel against us and sue us. We're trying to help.
And I think people understand that. They're going to this alternative because they want it to be easy. That's why it's called itsovereasy.com.
Right.
So if anyone wants to have Laura Wasser representing them, and of course she's representing all the celebrities, she can represent you too by just going to itsovereasy.com. Divorce the easy way. And there's got like fried eggs on there. They're over easy fried eggs. It's really nice yellow. It makes you feel good. The website, it's not like this black cave you're going into for divorce. It's like a happy place.
Well, okay, two things to say about that. One is, I don't want anybody to think that we're trying to say that divorce is easy. Divorce sucks. It's hard. It's painful. But the actual legal part of it shouldn't be. And it shouldn't be that you need to have a law degree to navigate your way through it. So that, I wanted to bring some of that to people. It's really hard to get divorced, but right, it shouldn't be so hard to do the legal part. The other thing is, I mean, yes, it's yellow. I like yellow.
Looks great.
But the fact is, it is not just the end to something. When you are getting a divorce, you are starting anew with the new way to look at your family and a new plan for how it's going to go forward in your life. And we, in 2017 and beyond, are blessed to be able to have that experience, right, that our parents, grandparents didn't have because it was such a taboo. You just stayed with that person even if you were miserable. We have the ability to go, you know what? This isn't working. How do we figure out the best interest of our children? We're both going to be happier. How's this going to look?
You know, and I think you have to replace your framed canvas picture in your office that says the end with the beginning.
I'll talk to Ed Ruscha if I could get him to maybe do another one for me.
I would appreciate that. We only have a couple minutes left. I want to ask you this because we want to end on this, you know, people listening to you, and I actually have a paralegal who worked in your office, and she said you're just a wonderful person, you know, have all these celebrities as clients, but you're just down to earth, rational, reasonable. She just loved working for you. It was just too far for her to drive. But the fact of the matter is you're juggling this high-powered job with raising two boys, Luke and Jack. How do you do it?
I just do it. I mean, you know, there's some days are better than others. They are my absolute priority. Making them turn out to be good people is super important to me, and they are my joy. But I got to figure out a way to pay their school tuition, so this is a job, and I love my job.
And you're also getting help from their dads.
I get tons of help from their dads and our extended families.
And, you know, that's what's important when, yes, you talk about this. It brings us full circle about what are the best interests, and I don't think you like that term, best interests of the kids, of the families, and it's really to make it easier, and move on. Life is short. Don't hold grudges. Don't go crazy to try and beat up people when Laura Wasser and other family lawyers can really help you move on with your life.
And be nice.
Be nice.
Be nice.
I've just learned something. I am now going to be nice.
Good.
But I am. I found Debbie Payne is clapping, one of our producers. My kids adore me, which I feel is very important. We all have to, you know, balance it. My wife, you know, it's just really important. I so appreciate all of this advice because I feel today that I'm a better person just from having this conversation.
Oh, I'm so glad.
You've been listening to Gervie's Law. We have 1 minute left, and I want to tell you next week on our show, we will have Patty Glaser, another power attorney. She is going to tell us about complex litigation. And you've done cases with Patty.
Yes, I've been honored to work
with
Patty.
Was that a Johnny Depp case that you did with her?
We worked on Depp together, yes, and other cases.
And other cases. Well, listen next week. Laura Wasser, again, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For being on Gervie's Law. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And some more music of Laura's clients. Thanks for listening to Gervie's Law. Stay tuned next week. You don't want to miss that show with Patty Glaser. I'm Alan Gervie. Have a great week.
This show furnished by Rowan Gervie and Wynn.